Mount St. Helens in Washington State is trembling. There are rumblings beneath the volcano. Scientists do anticipate some sort of volcanic eruption. In 1980, Mount St. Helens erupted, killing 57 people, devastating the surrounding area with landslides and ash plumes. Dan Jurison is a geologist with the U.S. Geological Survey. He's been working on the mountain this week. He joins us from the Cascades Volcano Observatory near Mount St. Helens. Welcome, Mr. Jurison.
Hello, Noah.
What is going on Mount St. Helens, and how close have you been able to get up on the slope?
Well, Mount St. Helens has had an earthquake swarm that continues to intensify. The swarm began last Thursday. For the past few days, my colleagues and I have been going up to the volcano to install new monitoring instruments. We're interested in whether the volcano is deforming or not.
Now, when you say, that's a nice word, earthquake swarm, what does it mean?
A series of earthquakes closely spaced in time. In this case, we're having 3 to 4 earthquakes every minute, and they've gotten larger on average over the last several days. The largest so far, as of last night and this morning, is about a magnitude 3.3. You'd feel that if you were standing up at the volcano. And we're having earthquakes in the magnitude 2.5 to 3.3 range every few minutes now.
When you're standing there, can you feel anything through the bottoms of your boots there on the slopes?
Until now, the answer's been no. My colleague who did work on the lava dome did feel and hear one of the earthquakes. At the magnitude 2 level, they're barely perceptible. But now that we're having magnitude 3s every few minutes, I'm expecting to feel those when I go out to the volcano today.
Okay. Anybody going to say anytime soon, well, guys, time to pack up and get out of here?
Safety is paramount, and we do build in a significant safety margin in all of our procedures. We do that in terms of having very good communication with the observatory, which is constantly monitoring the activity from the instruments. We do it in terms of our helicopter operations. If we're in an area that we think is a little risky, we keep the helicopter nearby and running. So we will be careful, and we will back off as indicated by the conditions.
And when you go up there, how far do you get?
We go up by helicopter, and we do have one instrument operating on the dome that was important to us. And so early on, we did have a scientist go up and spend about 15 minutes getting that instrument working properly. And now we've backed off so that we're working on the outer flanks of the volcano mainly.
So you're landing and checking instruments there?
That's correct.
Does the telemetry also go to other sites far away?
Well, it does. The seismic network is recorded by the University of Washington, and some of these quakes are being recorded regionally now as far away as Mount Hood. And the data from our global positioning system instruments, the ones I've been installing, some of those data are sent back here to the Cascades Volcano Observatory so that we can keep track of ground movements.
But there's nothing quite like standing on the slopes of an impending volcanic eruption, I would suppose.
Well, it's a compelling view, certainly. And it's also important because even with modern instruments, we can't anticipate everything that might happen and have an instrument to record it. The human eye and human brain is still a pretty good combination for that.
Well, what is your sense? What's your feeling?
This is a swarm that doesn't seem to want to stop. In fact, it's been ramping up kind of in fits and starts for several days. And we think the chances that it will result in some sort of surface activity, and I'm being a little vague there, but the chances that something is going to reach the surface are more than 50-50 now.
Dan Jurison is based at the U.S. Geological Survey's Cascades Volcano Observatory in Vancouver, Washington. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.